A coalition of Democrats in the House of Delegates has launched a drive for what they call a more equitable tax structure in Maryland with a series of bills. Republicans say now is not the time for taxes. WIPR's Joel McCord has more.
The bills range from restructuring Maryland's tax brackets so high-income earners pay more and lower-income earners pay less, closing what advocates call corporate tax loopholes, and ending a tax exemption for estates greater than $1 million. Delegate Julie Palakovich Carr of Montgomery County says the state's tax code allows the wealthiest Marylanders to pay a smaller share of their income than anyone else. The bills, she says, are an attempt to close that gap.
I think it's especially needed in a year like this one, where the wealthiest Americans have added $1 trillion in assets and income through the stock market and through stock market gains this year. So we want to make sure that they are paying their fair share toward state taxes.
Two of her bills would raise taxes on income attributable to investment fund management and the sales of stocks and bonds, known as capital gains. Both are taxed at lower rates than regular wages. A third would raise taxes on large companies, more than $1 million a year in profits, that set up as limited liability corporations, or LLCs, much like smaller companies do to take advantage of lower tax rates. Palakovich Carr says she wants to encourage small businesses.
But right now, our tax code does not differentiate between a small business that's an LLC and a very large and profitable company that sets up as an LLC in order to avoid corporate taxes.
Other bills would reduce the amount of an estate exempt from taxation from $5 million to $1 million, restoring it to 2014 levels, and close loopholes that allow multi-state corporations to shield Maryland income in other states. Vaughn Stewart, a Montgomery County Democrat, says it's a reworked version of a bill that passed the House last year but died in the Senate.
The bill will generate about $60 million a year, and crucially, it'll level the playing field for the thousands of small businesses in Maryland that don't have access to this massive loophole.
Most of these bills are reworked versions of measures that have either died in committee in previous sessions or passed the House and ran into trouble in the Senate. Delegate Eric Luedtke, the House Majority Leader, says it's too early to tell how they'll do this year, though he argues that Maryland's tax code is skewed the wrong way.
But fixing it is a long-term project. It's not something we can do overnight.
He says given the emphasis on equity in his chamber during this session, some of the bills, like closing corporate tax loopholes, may have a chance.
The members that are putting in these bills are starting exactly the conversation that we need to be having right now about our taxes.
Republicans, however, are unanimously opposed to tax code changes. Delegate Kathy Zuliga, the House Republican whip, insisted on WYPR's On the Record last week that now is not the time to be talking about taxes.
Here we're trying to find ways that we can help business keep their doors open.
She says the large corporations the Democrats say they're going after will merely pass the costs on to Maryland businesses.
Either that or they'll decide they don't want to operate in the state of Maryland. That's happened in the past before.
Delegate Stewart says that won't happen.
There's been study after study to suggest that companies do not leave. There's no diminished economic growth. There's no diminished jobs as a result. And so the opponents will say that. They'll repeat it again at the hearing. But I want everyone to understand that there's no support for it whatsoever. They are literally making it up.
The House Ways and Means Committee held hearings on three of the bills today. The rest are scheduled for hearings next week. I'm Joel McCord reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.